It's been about 5-6 days since my last notes. I've been staying with it regardless. I've had a lot of distractions. My mind has been very distracted. It seems like there's a lot of stuff around me pulling at me, almost like pulling me away from maintaining that feeling of the 3.6 million of having them. Nevertheless, I stayed with it, continued expanding the feeling every day. My main focus was, very simple, to increase the feeling a little bit more each day. See, that gives me something to shoot for, not just shooting for the feeling itself, but the actual expansion of it. And I think we do best as humans when we have something to look forward to, something to strive for, something to aim for. And also, it's a little bit of a distraction. See, if you're just going for the feeling itself, then we don't exactly have anything to measure, because any amount of feeling then is really an achievement, right? But when we say it as in increasing the feeling every day, in other words, remembering in a sense how strong we had it yesterday and increasing it today, really gives us a place to go, a place to focus on. So it's not so much then about the money anymore, it's about increasing the feeling, and that's really what we want. You see, if we make it about the money, we end up with more resistance. That's what I'm finding for myself. If I'm focusing on the having, the actual feeling, the experience, the physical experience, how it feels in my physical body, how my body feels, my emotions, my thoughts, getting all that lined up into the having of the 3.6 million, so that I'm actually having them right now, feeling and experiencing what it is. Then I'm focusing on that, and there's less resistance. And I find myself not so much looking for the money, looking for ways where it comes from and so forth, but just looking for the experience. And I believe firmly that that makes it a lot easier for it to come into our reality, into our experience as a real thing. If we focus sort of on the money itself, then there is an easy distraction. You know, then I start to think about where to spend it, what to do with it. And I do have those thoughts, of course, and I entertain them a little bit. Like I've thought about where I'm going to live next. But I try not to get into it too much, although I do play with it a little bit, but I don't want to get into the actual spending of the money. If I think about the place where we might want to live next, and I think we may have made a decision, you know, just a semi-decision, just something to focus on, give me a direction, on a small island out here. Supposed to be one of the driest islands, so it'll be quite nice. We've looked at some real estate on it and so forth over the internet, but what I've done is I don't really look at it as spending the money to buy it or purchasing it. I look at, again, the experience of living there, of having it, not of purchasing it and going through all that, taking money I have, buying it, and all that stuff, or borrowing money, or whatever else is necessary. Again, I just go into the experience of already having it. If I go into that at all, that's what I do. And I'm starting to do that basically with everything that I'm creating, because we're always creating something. You know, we're always looking at things we want, things we could use, things that might be pleasurable, we may not want it right now, but in the future, you know, we may want it. We might see a jet ski and say, well, sometime in the future when I have a piece of property, I would like that. That would be very much fun. So I don't look at the purchasing of it, the buying of it, the paying for it, what it costs, none of that. I just take a few moments and experience actually having it, owning it. Totally the feeling of having it. That has changed my whole outlook on life. Everything is changing, you know, around me, like my feelings towards it. My experience, day-to-day experience, is changing. I can't quite describe it, but it's more relaxed. Again, part of that is from the feeling of experiencing the 3.6 million, because what comes with that is a bit of relaxation for me. You know, you're not struggling with life, struggling with payments and so forth. Of course, all the stuff is still really there. I mean, in the physical sense, my life hasn't really changed. But my focus on my day-to-day experience has changed. So, even though a lot of physical things haven't changed in my life yet, my experience of my life has changed quite a lot and is much more pleasurable and enjoyable than it was before I started with this. And I can see how it's all coming about from experiencing the feelings of having the 3.6 million. See, one of the feelings, you know, that I experienced a little bit is kind of a summery, warm, breezy weather feeling with loose clothes and relaxed and feeling, feeling wealthy and feeling I can do anything and feeling no rushed to do anything. I can do this today or that or whatever I want. There's a real feeling of freedom. And even as I'm sitting or standing here walking, recording this, that's what I feel. And the way my clothes are fitting, even though it's the same clothes I was wearing before, they feel different on me. They feel like they're fitting looser, less restrictive. You know, this is all strange to say this, but it's the experience is actually turning more real. It's really moving into my physical experience, where, you know, while I'm doing it mentally, I'm beginning, of course, to physically experience it. But now, even when I'm not making the effort to do that, it's there. So the whole experience of my life is changing. I feel much, much better. And of course, you know, each time I do that, I notice the love energy is flowing through me. That valve is opening. And there's a flow, an expanded flow, all at the same time. So all of this is going on at the same time. Now, there's also a lot of changes going on in my body. I can feel that. Tremendous changes. And I have to say, some days it's very tiring and I get very exhausted. But like I said, I try to rest more. I've tried to remove as many distractions out of my life as possible and decided to, for this time being, focus more on this and giving this the energy and my time and making sure I give it my time and letting nothing distract me from it. And believe me, there have been a lot of things that could easily pull me from it, but I have said to myself, no matter what, absolutely no exception, this must continue on, because if I allow it to distract me, to take me away from that, then the experiment is kind of over, you know, then I have to start again from the beginning, almost from the beginning, and go through the whole process again, and I don't want to. I want to do it this time, and I want to do it right, and I want to do it to my fullest that I can. these things that happen day to day that seem to want to pull me away, pull my thoughts and emotions away from that, these are my normal experiences in my life that I really don't want in the first place. So by not experiencing them, by ignoring them in a sense, by focusing on what I want to experience, they seem to let go. Now, they pull, but if I don't allow them to pull me in by saying, well, I don't really say no. See, saying no is almost like saying yes, because when you resist something, it pulls you in regardless. It has your focus. The minute it has your focus, of course, it's got you. So, you don't say no, you just switch to the feeling that you want. So if I notice something pulling at me during the day, pulling my attention, you know, pulling at my feelings that bring me kind of down, I go back to experiencing my 3.6 minute. I just sit there and look at it till that feeling comes back of having, and that joyous feeling of freedom and of just allowing the abundance. See, it's not just freedom, it's allowing. And you know what? It begins to feel like self-love, because I'm really giving myself a gift. I'm allowing myself to have something. I'm allowing myself to live a better life, to have more joy in my life. And so the whole thing feels good in that manner in itself. It's like I'm caring more for myself. You know how when someone really cares for you, how that feels? Well, that's kind of what it feels like, only I'm doing it for myself. So there's lots of stuff coming, you know, and sometimes I might say that more of it is coming than I'm even capable of explaining or fully experiencing. So I know that it's going to expand even more. And the feeling is so good that, to be quite honest, I don't want to stop and switch. Again, you know, I thought of switching to something else, like creating a car or whatever, but the feeling is so good every day of just experiencing having a 3.6 million when I do it, that it just feels good. Because I'm letting go of the not having. You see, I'm letting go of all that other stuff. I mean, I have bills coming in that need to be paid. All kinds of them right now. Tons of them, actually. Because we have insurance coming up for the boat, marriage fees coming up for the boat, all kinds of things, all coming at the same time. And also, because I'm not working right now, I have no income coming in. So I have huge expenditures and no income. So, you know, that's pulling at me too, because there's those thoughts, hey, I better do something because I can't go on like this. Also, with the feeling of having the 3.6 million, I get the urge to buy stuff. You know, I go in the store and I see stuff and I go, I can afford that. You see, because I'm already beginning to experience that 3.6 million as actually having it. More and more it's becoming real to me in my body, in my mind, in my thoughts every day. So when I'm in the store, I don't have that resistance that I normally have, or, you know, oh, that's nice, but no, I can't afford that, that's too much money, that'll deplete what money I have, and you know, so on and so forth, all the thoughts we have of that stuff. That is diminishing more and more. So, in a sense, I also have to be a little careful that I don't overspend my money, because in reality, the $3.6 million aren't really there yet. But the feeling is there more and more, and it's staying for longer periods of time each day. And unless I allow something to sort of squeeze in, I'm almost at the point where I'm experiencing it at a certain level all day long. Now this, of course, feeling will probably increase if I continue on. We'll see, I don't know yet. But I'm just going to keep playing with it, keep feeling it. It's so good, in all honesty, that I don't really care about the 3.6 million. If I had known that I could make myself feel this good just by simply focusing on creating something, by focusing on the already having it, I would have done that long time ago just for this feeling alone. Now, as you're reading along or maybe listening to these recordings, you notice that things are changing day to day, week to week. And the feelings are getting stronger because at the beginning, they weren't at all like this. Matter of fact, it was a real struggle to get any sense of it at all. To get any feeling of it at all. It took forever to get just a smidgen of it, and now there's so much of it. And I know it'll expand even further. So it's really exciting to know that if we stay with it, then it will come. And if you're, just started off, or you haven't even started yet, realize that at the beginning, there probably won't be much, because unless you've had this money, you've never had the experience. So you have to first find it. And in our brain, to experience something we have not experienced before, there has to be certain neurons developed, and they have to be able to fire. Then we can think in certain patterns and feel in certain patterns. But if this has not been done yet, then they have to develop. And this takes a few weeks. They grow inside our brain. It's like almost anything else. That's how we learn to play chess. It's not just the game itself. We learn first what the little men mean. Then we learn the rules. And then we kind of learn to play. But as we practice, there are chemical changes that go about in our brain that actually allows us to play the game better and better. And this is much the same way. So we have to give it time for those neurons to build. Now, this means brain energy. And what that means is lots of good food, high energy food, food that really feeds the brain, keeps your blood flowing good. In other words, probably a lot of fruit, proteins. I'm really not a nutritionist and I don't know anything about it, but I think each individual should study for themselves, take a little time to find out what's needed to keep your physical body going with a lot of energy, because what you need is not so much fat, I think, is a lot of energy, because this whole work is very draining. So the body needs the energy to keep going, because if you get too tired, it's very difficult to do this, and it also causes you to drop into a bit of a depression if you overdo this and you get too tired. So nutrition is really important. I found myself eating a lot more fresh fruit, vegetables. I mean, I'm actually hungry for them. I drink much more water. I've probably increased my intake 30%. And it's not on purpose kind of thing. It's just my body was craving for it since I've been doing this more and more, actually, that I just followed along. But I think I'm quite positive that the nutrition, when we do something like this, is very, very important. It is also when we're learning, if we're in school and studying, we need more nutrition, because the brain needs that food energy, also oxygen. So it's good to go for walks and breathe deeply and get lots of air in our lungs and stuff. Especially if we're focusing for long periods of time, because what I tend to sometimes do is hold my breath a little bit, which is the opposite of what we really need. 2 days ago I was dead tired. I mean, I was exhausted. I could barely keep my eyes open. But still, you know, I continue on. I go for that feeling. I won't quit till I have that feeling improved each and every day. Doesn't matter. I remove things out of my life, even temporarily. You know, things that I may normally do in order to make time for that. I just get rid of it. You know, there's been very little. Cancel that. What I'm trying to say is there's been some resistance. And there's been some tiredness from it, a little bit of irritability from it. But I want this feeling to expand, and I like this feeling so much that I just really am motivated. And again, I'm going to say it again, because if we focus on increasing the feeling every day, we've got something to shoot for instead of shooting for the receiving of the money. I see, we tend to look for it. You know, I handed in a lottery ticket the other day that was not a winner. You know, I put it in the machine, and the little machine tells you if it's a winner or not. And it said not winner. And I got this little quingy feeling just right then there. Oh, this is never going to work. Where am I supposed to get $3.6 million from? No, what the heck was that? But in all honesty, that happened, right? We have to really let go of that. Let go of where it comes from. That's not our concern. What we want to do is just experience it. And with the experiencing of it, it will come. Be it in small chunks at the beginning and then a larger piece, or one big chunk, or it falls out of the sky, or it materializes. It doesn't matter. It will come in some form, in whatever form we can allow it. The first form it's going to come in is this great feeling. That's the beginning. And you might say, okay, yeah, I'm still working in a cold mine, but you're feeling better. That's the first step. And what happens with that is we begin to vibrate with the same vibration of abundance. And once we vibrate with the vibration of abundance, then abundance can come to us. And not just abundance of money, but abundance of all kinds of things. And I notice that my abundance of many other things are increasing dramatically. I think a lot of stuff that I'm saying, I'm repeating. And probably repeating again and saying it a little differently. But some of this is hard to grasp, even while I'm experiencing it. You know, it's like a journey, and I'm sort of writing it out as I'm taking it, and trying to write out what I'm experiencing, which is sometimes very difficult to put it into words. You know, to be honest, I think I think this is the best I have ever felt. There's just something about this feeling of allowing abundance. It's just such a good feeling. I don't have the words for it. But I tell you, I don't want it to leave. And so I work at it to expand it every day. But how do you expand a good feeling? Well, it turns out focus on something really good and get the feeling of the having of it and expand the having of it every day. In other words, expand the feeling of having of it every day, and so every day you start to feel a little bit better. Now, when you look at all the things that have happened, there's been a lot of really good things that have happened. And my dog was experiencing some illness, pretty bad. We couldn't solve it. I finally let go. And I continued on with experiencing the 3.6 million, the good feeling and all that. And the issue is now solved. So, like I said, that love, that energy, the valve opens and it continues to flow while I do that. Even more than all my other methods before, where I was focusing on opening the flow. So now it's just happening naturally and flowing out naturally, and I think just naturally solving whatever issues are available to solve. Now, despite of all the negative things that have happened, there have been a lot, because normally with all this stuff happening, the person would feel really down. And I had the odd day where I was feeling a bit down, a few times a lot, but I didn't stick with it. I just turned back towards feeling the experience of having the 3.6 million. I forced myself to feel that rather than the sadness of some of the other stuff that was happening. And it's the best thing I ever did. You know, sometimes we say that, well, if something bad happens, we do have to feel the grief. I still agree with that. Sometimes it's good to grieve a little bit, like just enough to let it out. Just enough for that. And then switch and let go. In other words, grieving shouldn't take all that long, I don't think. I think. But what do I know? You know, I'm just going with the experience that I'm going with. Each person, I think, has to sort of find their own way, because we can't walk it for another person. So this is my experience. I hope yours will be 10 times better.